flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About the Astros, this is what Bob Nightingale had to say. I want you to just listen to this. The Houston Astros are keeping the door ajar for free agent third baseman Alex Bregman to return, but are not optimistic. Bregman has serious offers from at least two teams. Then he goes on to say, if the Astros pulled it off, Bregman could stay at third base. Paredes could move to second base. Well, hold on, what? So if Paredes moves to second base and Bregman stays at third, he then goes on to say, fellas, that Jose Altuve could make the move to left field.
What are we doing?
I mean, you think Jose Altuve is a better outfielder than the options that are already out there?
I mean, I love you, Bobby.
From the plate, he is.
Well, No. I mean, I get that. Wouldn't you rather have? I'd rather have Yordan in left and Altuve as a DH.
Or one of them.
No offense, but Altuve is a smaller fellow that has a hard time hitting first base from time to time.
Yeah.
How the hell is he going to throw the ball from the outfield?
How about those outfield arms? Jose Altuve, Jake in the middle.
And Chaz in right. Boy, you got some cannons out there, don't you? Got some goddamn.
Guys out there.
Can Altuve play Rover?
Has he ever played the outfield? I don't remember. Maybe he has.
Not that I can recall at all.
Even they had those Drake McLean jerseys. Did he ever play in the outfield?
No. He didn't pull a Biggio.
In left field. Like, this is where we are. In left field. No way. Dana's got to be somewhere laughing at this report. Who the hell fed this to Bobby?
I mean, Bobby's got to know something.
I'm sure somebody fed it to Bobby. That's like a sick joke. If that ever was the thought, to put that man in left field.
Maybe Bobby's sipping on some of them Cran and vodkas.
It's
Bobby.
Are you sure? Did you check the spelling?
Yeah, it's official. It's Big Bob. Hotel Lobby Bobby.
Yep, and I saw Patrick Creighton said, can't wait to talk to Bobby tonight. Wow, left field. But, I mean, listen, if we kind of reel it into that, because the Blue Jays, they went ahead and made the deal, 5-year deal, $90-plus million to get Anthony Santander, a big power hitter in the outfield who played for the Orioles. Another guy off the market, I think Profar is still out there as an outfield option, some other, you know, lower-level guys. But right now, barring the move to Altuve to left field, like, I looked at the depth chart, Clint. It's got Chaz in left, Jake in center, and Taylor Trammell in right field. Like that, I mean, that is like that outfield right there, man. That is a scary proposition if you're trying to compete for a championship right now. That is an interesting proposition to throw out there in the outfield. And This is going to be interesting. If they're going to start opening day with that crew in the outfield, I just know they can do better than that. I am floored by even the thought of Taylor Trammell. Maybe I should know more about Taylor Trammell, but I don't. I know he shouldn't be out there in the damn outfield.
Well, I think this is one of those that I know as a fan, like I just really pumped the brakes out of the gate, man, and I got to believe if they're serious about keeping this window open and making any noise whatsoever as in terms of a World Series, that at least by the trade deadline, they will have made a big move.
Trade deadline? You give him that much longer. I need something else. I need something right now. Like, at least not, I need, I'm not even talking about like something great. I just need something better than that.
Yeah. No, look, I would like to. I'd like to have something, but I'm not going to panic if it doesn't happen.
I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'd take Josh Reddick. You know how I felt about Josh Reddick.
I think he's out there in Crosby spending some time with the Savannah Bananas. So I imagine he could.
Josh Reddick, but when they were rolling out.
Only Lazy River in Crosby.
I mean, really, like you said, they have talked about it. Dana has talked about it. Yeah, hell yeah, we can compete. We're still competing with a championship. Like, your bullpen and starting pitching is, to me, is not good enough to compete for a championship to pick up. As someone said, Ron, could you say those names again? I will. Chaz in left, that is Chaz McCormick, who's lost his name. Jake Myers in center. And right now, Taylor Trammell, and I would say maybe Dubon has a shot, or who, hell, who knows, based off last year, he may not. But Taylor Trammell, that would be, your pitching is not good enough to carry that. I can't believe I'm saying this, Clint. I'd rather see them put Yordan in left field every day, and you know I feel about his knees. I'd rather see them put Yordan in every day and do something else to put a better hitter in at DH than for them to run that out there.
We got a suggestion. We got a suggestion. If Altuve plays a game in left field, Show should change his name back to Ron.
We've told you.
Hell no.
I'm not doing that. And we've told you.
That's from my boy Mike Ruiz, by the way. Well, you got some good ones.
Hat guy. Mike, bad Ruiz. Idea, Mike.
And we've already expressed that from the boss in his changing of imaging. He does not want or need us to go and change.
That's what makes the bet worth it.
Not all submissions to the suggestion box are good ones.
That's true. That is very, very fair. All right, so that's the latest there. Could be on the move, right? There's no chance that's happening, right?
Altuve in left field?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm going to bring Bregman back, but I would have a really hard time thinking that they're going to slide Altuve out in left field.
Have you let your mind imagine what that looks like, him going back there and catching fly balls?
Absolutely not.
I just watched 2-7 go back there and just run back there and try to fly down balls. That's an interesting one. All right, real quick. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. This Jimmy Butler story is becoming hilarious to me in the NBA. He is now being suspended 2 more games after he was just suspended for 7 because Jimmy, in his return to the team, just went ahead and said, "Nah, man, I'm out. I'm not going to make the flight." The way that Jimmy's handling this, does this turn you off on the Rockets even considering bringing him in? Is this how he's handling this situation with the Heat? Is this something that turns you off in the Rockets potentially bringing him back or bringing him here?
I mean, typically it does in a big way, but
it's clearly a reason he's
right. That, but my mind changes slightly when it's just so blatantly obvious the dude's trying to force his way. He is willing to do anything.